This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
If you need a consultation and got hours to burn, then listen to If I Were You show. And every situation where you don't know where to turn, just listen to If I Were You show. They'll answer all your questions
with stupid advice.
They'll tell you just what they would do. And they'll preserve your dignity by keeping anonymity. So listen to If I Were You. Listen to If I Were You.
Dang. What'd you think of that, Grace?
That was so good.
Thanks,
so
people, I made it.
Okay.
What were we saying?
People make you guys original theme songs for every episode.
Yeah, that guy seems like he just freestyled over like a Mario theme song.
Yeah,
or something.
That sounded very like 8-bit or whatever. Though.
Well, funny you say that, because this is the third time the Super Mercado Brothers have made theme songs for us. And they did it entirely on an NES Nintendo and then sang over it.
That's really dope. Good work. Cool. Good on you.
And if we enjoy it, we could plug their website, which they say. But again, I would like to get some money out of them. So let's say we are willing to plug it. The podcast is pretty popular. It would do really, really well for you guys. And if you could email ifireyoushow@gmail.com with an invoice.
They gave you a free song, a free intro. You don't feel like that is...
Sorry. If you can send us how much money you think you can afford.
You're a monster.
fine. It's supermarcatobros.com. That's supermarcatobros.
How do you spell Marcato?
M-A-R-C-A-T-O. And then they're coming to see us in October in Minneapolis.
Hey!
They can pay you then.
Oh, that's exactly right. That way we don't even have to deal with the PayPal transaction fees.
It doesn't get lost in the Ethernet.
Yeah, if you can... What's the difference between Ethernet and Internet?
It's just, you know, regionalisms.
Grace is crying right now.
I am.
You invented the word regionalisms.
So thanks to the Super Mercado Brothers. Grace, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I can't believe you've never been on our show before.
You've never asked me before.
Yeah. You're right. Well, that's what I can't believe.
I can't believe we never asked her.
Yeah, we never asked.
Because the first time we asked her, she came on.
That's true. And if anything, there was once where we asked you not to come, remember?
Yeah. And I still came.
We wouldn't let you record. But
I watched and it was really sweet.
We were just on your podcast.
Yeah.
Is that out yet?
Nope.
Okay.
And I don't know exactly when. In the next month or 2 months.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So maybe it is.
they deleted it.
There was no recording device.
It was a fine episode.
It was just a conversation in the hallway that we had.
You drunkenly pitched her at a bar that you saw her at.
Your podcast is called Not Too Deep.
Yes, that's correct.
And you want to explain what it is?
Sure, it's a podcast.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So you guys are
on the internet or the internet?
It's on the internet. It's also on the Full Screen app. You can watch it there, and then you can listen to it on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Oh yeah, they videotaped ours.
Yeah,
so you can even see us.
We did our Matt Damon bit on that podcast. Actually,
solid bit.
Lots of solid bits in that episode. Maybe the most bit heavy episode of Not Too Deep we've ever had.
I wonder if that's going to be all right for the fans.
They'll love it.
Much like that theme song, we did 8 bits. thank you so much for coming on our show. That is the
end. Spit out her drink.
Grace has mixed a grapefruit LaCroix with half and half, which I've never seen before.
Actually, she dumped out the entire LaCroix. So that's a can full of half and
just
half.
Just all cream. Straight cream.
With a splash of vodka.
Straight
top.
Cream, homie. Yeah.
I mean, try it. Very
Have you ever had vodka
jersey.
Milk? Have you ever done that?
That's like a white
vodka
Russian.
And milk.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that a... No, what's in a white Russian? Rum?
Google it.
Google it. Just a little Google.
Wait, if you mixed vanilla vodka with milk, that might be not the worst thing in the world.
I think so. Oh, yeah. Or yeah. Vanilla almond milk, vanilla vodka, just a pump and a half of Hershey syrup.
No, there's a drink where you make it's soy milk and like vanilla vodka and like Frangelico or something, and it's really
Frangelico.
Good.
Frangelico.
Yeah. Hazelnut.
When I was in high school, I mixed vodka with milk.
You did?
Because I thought, like, at that, I was so dumb about drinking that I just, like, in my head, it was like vodka needed to be mixed with something, otherwise you would be dead. And, like, then when I was in my 20s, I realized that you could just, some people drink it on ice and you could have it straight.
But milk
and that
would have
been so much better.
Yeah,
why?
No, I just didn't have any, there was, like, nothing except for.
Because that was the first liquid you have. You're like, all right, so now let's try. It's like when you beat Mario, you play it again. Yeah, you had breast milk vodka, then OJ vodka. A white Russian is a cocktail made with vodka, coffee liqueur, and cream.
Vodka, coffee, liqueur, and cream.
Sounds pretty great.
Don't get me started on what coffee liqueur is because I don't know that either. But that's okay. This isn't an alcohol podcast.
It's an advice podcast.
Did you know that this is the only advice podcast on the internet that Jake and I host?
I do know that now.
How's that for one of a kind?
That is, I mean, what? How niche?
No other show can ever claim that.
That's so true. And do you make shirts that say that?
No, but we should.
We should.
This is a dad joke podcast.
You've done Billy and Adam's no joke podcast.
Yeah.
This is Jake and Amir's bad joke podcast.
Oh, so all the hits.
I think I'm trending towards a life where 50% of my jokes are bad jokes on purpose.
I like that you're trending.
Yeah, I'm heading there. I'm trying to hit
it. You're ready to have kids.
Yeah, I'm ready. Mentally and physically, I'm there.
Yeah, your maternal instincts are kicking in.
I'm lactating.
You're with child. Oh my God, you're pregnant.
So people will email us at ifireshow@gmail.com. Jake and I will comb through literally tens of emails to find the best 10.
That's amazing. You guys are doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
Diligent.
How many episodes have you done?
This is 200 something.
Yeah, wow. 230 something.
That's a lot of advice that's been given.
Yeah, and some of it has even been good.
Really?
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Okay. Yeah. Do you legitimately try to give advice?
I think so. I think we do sometimes get a little silly. We do sometimes make fun of the emailer.
For sure.
That's going to happen.
You shit on them a little bit.
Just a tiny bit.
Because if
it did get to the point where people will sometimes remind us to answer the question at the end of their email. But yeah, we try to help.
Because if you're confused, you're a little bit dumb. And if you're even a little bit dumb, we will find that thread and pull it until you feel so bad about yourself that you regret not only emailing the podcast, but listening to us.
Most of the questions we choose, they'll turn off the podcast before we get to the real to the help because we've shamed them.
They're nasty little angry boys.
Two role models in this room.
Actually,
ooh, role models. That's cool.
I have an email right now from a nasty little angry boy, but we can't say his.
But not one that I can read on the podcast.
Oh yeah, it is just.
I went on a Grindr date last night.
Grindr. But we like to give these people fake names in order to preserve their anonymity. So do you have a fake name we can call this guy?
Magic Johnson.
Okay, that's really fake.
Yeah.
Where did you even come up with that
the
fake
first
name?
Did you guys ever do that thing where you check into hotel rooms under different names?
No.
Someone once asked me at a convention if I wanted to do that the first time ever. And I was like, yes, I do. And like, what name would you like to go by? And I just said, Janet Jackson.
Somebody more famous than you. Paparazzi
like,
there.
I was just so excited to be under a fake name.
Yeah, I want people
you
to know that
you can be anyone you want.
I was like, Janet Jackson was the first thing that literally spit out of my mouth. And every time I ordered room service, they said, thank you, Miss Jackson.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, this is perfect.
And I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Yeah.
I was like, are you for real?
We don't have
four cheeseburgers right now.
Room service is so pricey, but we won't get into that right now. Magic Johnson writes.
All right.
Okay.
My girlfriend of 6 months recently broke up with me, and there was one thing she said to me during a low point she was having. She basically said that she couldn't be with me in the long term because there were certain things about me on a fundamental level that she did not like. At the time, I didn't ask her to specify because I didn't want to get in an argument. But now I'm curious. I might want to change my personality. Maybe there are those things that I need to know to keep more out in the open when meeting new people. Is this something that would benefit me if I knew? Would you guys want to know? Thanks. Love, Magic Johnson.
Give it up for Magic.
Wow.
Ooh, all of us, wow. Not wow. Quite. You're what? Sort of just patting the tips of your fingers together.
I'm doing like what an evil genius does when they have a plan.
Yeah. You're hatching. You're hatching something.
This is how I celebrate someone's pain.
But that evil genius, evil genius who puts his hands together as clunky as you're doing it, looks like their evil plan is really, really dumb.
An evil genius with not the greatest motor skills.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Otherwise, he would have done something more admirable.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sort of annoyed at his hand-eye coordination. So when someone breaks up with you, do you want to know why?
Ooh.
How about that in the general sense?
But I already know why.
Oh, you it's always the same reason.
Yeah.
Which is?
That I broke up with them.
If someone ever rejected you.
You've never been broken up with?
No.
Okay. Wow. That's an intimidating pattern.
Have you ever wanted to go out with someone and they said no, like before you got into the relationship?
I've asked someone on a date and then they said yes, and then but then they texted me later and said that they didn't actually think we should go on a date.
Did they say why? Did you want to know why? Would you want to know why?
No. I mean, it doesn't matter why, because the result's kind of the same.
Well, that's the question. Is it helpful to know why someone is saying no to you in a general sense? Or do you like the blindness of a ghosting rejection?
Just the blissful ignorance of knowing all your faults?
I think in my brain, I don't want to know what everyone thinks about me, period. Mm-hmm. Like, how dangerous would that be if you knew exactly, could read people's minds, what they were thinking
right.
about
it's
you?
It's good that you exist on the internet.
Yeah.
You'll never know what people think about
you. I can read. My own fans don't like me anymore. I don't need to know what strangers think. So if I can get the furthest away from that as possible is even people that are saying no to me, mm-hmm. I still don't know why. I just assume, hey, we're not a good connection or a good match.
But you can assume anything, right?
Yeah.
You can assume that you're ugly to them.
Yeah.
So that's.
I assume I'm ugly to you is how I end every rejection I get. I'm actually
busy
this week.
Hey, we should go on a date. I'm busy. Oh, I'm ugly to you. I get it. It's happened before.
If I was hot to you, you wouldn't be busy to me.
That's the truth.
I actually don't. I'm actually rejecting you because you talk like that, you fucking weirdo robot man.
I think that's the truth. I think that's the kernel of humanity and everything.
But even someone that's attractive to you, that can change based on how well you get to know them. Suddenly, like, let's say I meet someone who's really attractive, but she's a mean and angry and bad person.
Sure.
At first, that's fine. I don't know about the mean and angry side.
She's still going to be hot, bro.
She's still hot.
She's still hot.
Yeah, but then after a while, the meanness catches up to the heat, and suddenly it overpasses the heat. So is she still ugly to me, or is she still attractive?
She's still hot.
She's still hot.
I mean, there's
so
just like, think
no
about
her.
How sexy Hitler was.
Oh, my God.
And, like, he did
power.
Some of the worst shit that you can do.
Well, he did, like, some good stuff, but he did actually do some bad stuff,
sorry,
too.
Wait a second.
No, I'm saying he did some bad stuff,
he
too.
What you said first is that he did some good stuff.
I just mean his, like, art, his early shit, his fucking paintings and shit were, like, some of that was on point. But then, like, he did some pretty nasty shit.
I don't even want to go down this path anymore.
I'm just vetoing, engaging in that conversation.
I started the joke, and I'm out. I tap out.
And for that reason, I am out.
But would you rather not know if it's like a first ask and someone turns you down, but this is like 6 months later?
Yeah, this is different.
That's true.
Where this it's is like I know you more as a person rather than just your appearance.
That's why it's even worse.
Because
it's like, don't get me wrong. I do think you're attractive. I was with you for half a year.
Yeah.
And yet still something is so fucked up in you that I'll say no more. I'm willing to have this bad conversation.
And she said fundamentally wrong.
Unchangeably wrong.
Yeah, that I don't fully understand.
Absolutely unchangeable
but
in
I
you.
I think that's in any relationship. You could like, if they have fundamental differences, it might just be because what's a good fundamental thing or a bad one to have? He has a dry sense of humor.
Oh yeah,
or something. And
something that
or no sense of humor.
Yeah, or like he's low energy and she's high energy. Mm-hmm. So she like fun. I you know what? We are not compatible.
And right. You can't change that about
yourself. Yeah, it doesn't mean that you should change something moving forward. It just means that
you're not.
Somebody else might be a better match.
Yeah. No, that's totally true. Did you ever take those Myers-Briggs personality tests?
Oh, yeah, like introverted, extroverted.
Yeah, I just recently become obsessed with them.
So what are you?
I'm an INFP. I'm a mediator, a healer. Yep, all of the things.
That's about exactly why you need to be on this podcast.
I know, right?
So you're introverted?
Yeah, big time.
But your show and your online persona is so...
Sure.
Extroverted.
This is what I learned. Introverted doesn't mean like that you socially shut off. It just means that you don't gain energy by being around a big group of people. It takes energy from you. Like, I have extroverted friends that are like, they don't like being alone with themselves when right. I love being alone.
Like, when do you feel like you're charging? Do you feel like you're at a, when you're at a party surrounded by people, that's you at your best? Or do you feel like...
I guess it depends. If it's like a party of all my friends, I'm down. But if it's like, hey, I'm inviting you to a party and I get there early and I look around and it's strangers, I'm like, oh no, this is bad. Does that mean I'm introverted or extroverted?
I don't know. But people have like varying degrees of both in them. Like I like being in a small group of like my close friends. Like that I enjoy. But if it's like I'm going to a convention all day, I'm like, all I want to do is be alone in a hotel room by myself
at
ordering cheeseburgers as Janet Jackson.
Oh, here's a question I once asked my friends. Would you rather throw a dart against America, a map, throw a dart into the map of America, and you have to go to that city with any three friends you want for a week, or somebody pays you an all-expense paid trip to anywhere you want in the world, but you have to go by yourself?
Map, dart, friends.
So like rural Wichita, Kansas,
Love it.
Three friends in a shitty house.
But you could aim for like Vancouver or something.
Well,
it's
a map
on
of America.
Athletic you are.
You'd rather do that than like an all-expense paid trip by yourself to like Japan or Iceland or somewhere exotic that you wouldn't necessarily ever go to.
Totally map, dart, friends.
Interesting.
I think tiny towns in America are more interesting than like big, you know, tourist attractions.
But it can land on St. Louis.
Great. I'll see that arch. Show me that arch.
What would you say?
Solo dolo vacation.
Solo dolo.
I'd probably, if the two options, I might even rather go spend a week by myself in the tiny town in America, too.
I just fucking hate my three best friends. But you can bring anyone you want.
Yeah, but I mean, it sounds like I could do the American one pretty easily, but I'm probably not ever going to like send myself to the Faroe Islands.
Right. And I think I'm more like you. I'd rather be in the middle of nowhere with my friends. Mm-hmm. Like, that sounds exciting to me. I've never traveled alone. Have you?
Yeah, a lot.
Cool.
Yeah, it's fine. It's cool. It's fun. It's
I love traveling alone's the best.
Yeah, I love going by myself on an airplane.
Oh, yeah,
like a real adult all by myself.
Wow. And I get to wear a bib, and then mommy picks me up at the gate.
And sometimes I get a pin with the pilot's wings.
Back to this guy's original question. Is this something that would benefit me if I knew?
Oh, that's so hard. I don't know. I mean, but I don't think, like you were saying, he shouldn't change his personality necessarily.
Yeah.
I think constructive criticism is always helpful.
You don't get that from your ex, though.
Yeah.
Like, there's no world that I want to, like, know what all my exes think of me. That's...
But see, I think that's where guys and girls are different.
Girls do want to know?
After a period of time, like, let the dust settle, and then I'll probably be like... Hey, by the way, what's wrong with me?
What's that called in like the business world? Like a post-mortem? Like, all right, the festival is over. Now let's meet for a week and discuss what we did right or wrong.
You think that you don't know like why?
No, I assume. I mean, it's more of a conversation. I think I'm decently self-aware, and so I would know like where the problems lie. But if there was something from that person, because I mean, especially long-term relationships, right? You respect that person enough that you're like, at one point, I thought you were the greatest person of all time.
I chose you above all else.
Right. And so it's like, I respect your opinions about me, but I don't want them to come from like a place of just pure like pain, hurt, like, you know, for the sake of just hurting me because that person's hurting. Because then I don't trust what they actually say.
That's true. I like the idea of like a year or two later.
Yeah, having the
clear eyes, full hearts.
I feel like they have good insight criticism on like, you know, your professional life or something, but not like how you are as someone in a relationship. Like if I've met
they would know the most. They did it. They experienced you the ride.
No, but like you the ride changes. You're not the same person. I'm not the same guy as I was when I was 27 when I was dating somebody.
Yeah, but maybe there are things about you that you could perhaps tweak accordingly.
Of course there are. I was a despicable monster. I already know, though.
Despicable you. So would you say find out or not find out?
Don't find out. You're good.
Grace, final answer?
I'm kind of torn between the two. It depends. I mean, I don't think you can, if you find out, everything has to be taken with a grain of salt, right?
Right.
Like you can't actually be like, okay,
you're
that's
biased.
Exactly what I'm going to change.
Yeah. You didn't hire a consultant.
Yeah, that's yeah. what you need. You need to hire a matchmaker, a Tony Robbins, all of them.
But it didn't work. So, like, what would he want to change? He would want to change something so he could go off but and have a relationship with somebody that was exactly like his ex-girlfriend?
But it wouldn't necessarily be changing. If someone that you broke up with said to you, there's something fundamentally wrong with you, you'd be like, cool, bye.
I would be like, there's something fundamentally wrong with you.
You're staring in a mirror.
You stupid motherfucker. Change.
I would just want to know, not necessarily, you know, take that as the
only... Do you think you know what someone would say? What your fundamental flaw is?
Yeah, probably.
You don't have to say it out loud, but would you say it out loud?
Communicating.
Sorry, I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Oh, I'm good. I'll just keep it inside.
That's a good one. And do you know what they would say about you?
Whatever it is to be like...
What's the one where, like, you don't kiss on
like, that's the one where you're just, like, empty on the inside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's don't like know words.
It's, like, sociopathic or something.
Yeah.
Some version of, like, I could, like, fuck somebody else and then come back and, like, nothing will have changed.
Oh,
yeah.
And then, like,
yeah. And, like, we'll have, like, a two-hour-long crying breakup talk and then, like, I leave the house and forgot that it happened.
Yeah.
You sound fun.
You just want just, a
like,
panini.
I'll just go to Starbucks and get a croissant and be, like, listening to Blink-182. I'm like, oh.
You just love Blink-182.
It's all right. Tell me what you think. What's yours?
Mine wouldn't be anything. I'm perfect. All right. Oh, this next
Jesus,
question
that might be
comes from... no, I think mine would be empathy, sympathy. Like when someone feels bad or is sad, I'm unable to be like, I really feel bad for you.
You can't relate? Compassion?
Yeah.
Just lack pure of monster? Compassion.
Yeah,
got
pure
it.
Monster. Pure monster.
What would you rather have? Somebody that was not compassionate and mm-hmm. couldn't empathize, or somebody that was like...
Borderline
do it
faking
and then turn it.
It
off.
Oh, God, yeah. No, you
because
do.
You have to marry either me or Jake by the end of this
the
show.
The door is locked. And this guy in the corner is ordained.
Would you rather have the honest truth or the dishonest Ruth?
Hi, I'm Ruth.
I'm Ruth Bader Truthsberg.
Those are two tough ones.
Yeah, they're both equally great is the problem. I understand where you're coming from.
Good to know about yourselves.
Here's a more lighthearted one.
Okay.
Not from Magic Johnson, but rather from another guy named...
Oprah Winfrey.
No, so
no,
you
no,
only
Stedman.
Know black billionaires.
Stedman Winfrey.
Stedman. Oh, he took her name?
Yeah, of course.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Stedman writes, 20-year-old dude from Australia here... I was hanging with my friends and there was a new guy in the crew and his laugh was really similar to mine and everybody wouldn't stop talking about how much they hated it. I thought his laugh was rather contagious, but everybody else had other thoughts. Is there any way to change your laugh? What would you recommend?
Wow, that's a layered question.
It's funny. He's looking for a new laugh.
This
we
guy
can give him laugh suggestions.
That's really good.
I mean, do you think you guys can pick out your own laugh? Like, do you know the sound of your own laugh?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I do, like, one really loud. Like that.
Yeah, you can... Amir really... I think it's sometimes it's not even a ha-ha-ha. It's just like a ha!
Yeah. One loud girl. Thrust.
Okay.
Right, when you get his laugh, it feels good.
Yeah, and sometimes I do it like a little Japanese schoolgirl, so I'm like... It's like a pre-wipeout thing. Yeah, a little. And I sort of cover my mouth because it's great disrespect to see my tongue.
Right, yeah.
It is great
that.
Dishonor.
Do you like your laugh?
I do as an adult now. I think somehow, like my dad always had a great laugh growing up. And I think somehow like that influenced how I laugh. I never knew that I had like, quote, a decent laugh until I moved to New York and started doing comedy. And like would sit in the audience and all my friends at the theater would be like, we love when you sit in the audience because you laugh really loud and it's so distinctive.
Wow.
And yeah, I never knew that until someone told me. And now
having a good laugh is just a great thing.
Well, laughing
I wish
is the best feeling in the world. It feels so good. That
right.
It's
such a weird thing.
Yeah.
Do animals laugh?
Hyenas.
Yeah, they're hilarious. But could you change your laugh?
That's a good question. Could you have a surgery?
Or you get your laugh
changed?
I think
you can change on it. I think you can work on it.
And change it?
Mm-hmm.
I remember changing my smile as a youth.
That's
your laugh.
Yeah, that is my laugh.
Yeah, I remember I used to smile naturally, like just upper teeth and gums, and I thought it looked weird. Yeah. So I like opened my mouth wider, not unlike Magic Johnson.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that looks happy.
I think you should go back.
The first one's a little like less gummy. Offensive or like aggressive. This it's one? More gummy. Yeah, that's for sure.
They're all Asian somehow. You have the Asian schoolgirl laugh.
It's because Israel's technically in Asia.
Wow, interesting.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Do you change laughs like you change your handwriting?
Oh, yeah, you could do that too. I changed my signature once.
Did you?
I changed my signature recently.
Really?
Whoa.
A little inconvenient. A couple of my checks bounced because
really?
Yeah, the signature didn't match.
Whoa, why did you change your signature?
Because I was... I don't know. I just thought my signature was like ugly. And I was like, I can make it look cooler. I haven't changed it since I was like 17.
Yeah. That's true.
Did so you I ever just like practice?
I worked on it for an hour.
You practiced and made a signature?
Yeah. I practiced penmanship when I was in like fourth and fifth grade. I remember all of my friends, we were all trying to figure out what our penmanship looked like. And at one point I did like the flat letters on the bottom. Yeah. But it took me like twice as long to write.
Did you have really good... fourth grade girl handwriting?
No, my handwriting's, you know, just so average. It's
classic.
Yeah, classic. I don't like talking about it.
Yeah. I only like talking about things that I excel in.
That I'm amazing at, that I'm special.
Slightly
in.
Above average.
Yeah.
That's the last line of your resume.
Mm-hmm. Special skills, sometimes above average.
Sometimes above average penmanship. Is there any way to change your laugh? You're saying yes.
Yeah, I think you start laughing from the belly. I think like a nice
oh, I hate
like a Santa impersonator.
I'm going to suggest this guy does a nice belly laugh.
Okay.
And I think it's a natural thing that is in your DNA, and you can't objectively, genuinely change. You can change your fake laugh, but I don't think you can change your real laugh.
And you don't want to, because then you're paying more attention to how you're laughing in situations than like what's funny in the situation.
It's true. Yeah. Like, you're asking,
laughing is
your
like an animal noise
should.
That we make.
Yeah.
Like
guttural.
Yeah, you can't really control it.
Yeah, it's like a sneeze. You can't change the way you sneeze.
Wow, that's a really good...
I've actually worked on my sneeze.
I've held it in versus letting it blow, but like, you know, like there are some people that are like...
Yeah,
like that. I can't do that naturally. I can't do that. Grace loves it.
It's just so funny.
What if there was a tickling but for sneezes instead of laughs? So I sort of tickle you and you start sneezing.
Here, let's give it a shot. Crawling over the mic.
Get off of me.
That would make life different.
Forever.
So there's some... I've met people that can like make themselves sneeze.
Really?
Yeah.
People can make themselves burp. I've never seen people make themselves sneeze, though.
That's... Jake claims that he can't burp.
You can't?
Yeah, I can't burp.
Why? Let's talk about it.
Why?
I don't know. I wish I knew.
It's not like a why. It's more a how. It seems like it's a natural... The gas either goes up or floats down to your asshole.
Right. Well, sometimes I won't like burp. I can't like make a belch. Mm-hmm. But sometimes if I like really need to, it'll like escape my mouth and really like...
Oh, I'll a silent like, but burpy.
Like something like that will come. But that even sounds more like a burp than it is.
It's mostly like the carbonation leaving your ears more than anything.
Like a cartoon when just steam coming out of your ears.
Yeah, when he gets
sometimes
mad, it steams.
Sometimes
out
at
his
a
ears.
Bar, like if I've had like two beers or something, I really need to burp.
That's awesome, by the way.
When I have like two beers?
That's really cool.
Really?
And yeah, when you go to a bar and you have two beers.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Actually, this usually happens only having one beer. But anyway.
Still.
Any beer at a bar. Thanks, dude.
That's really cool. Like a Guinness.
I'll go to the bathroom and just pull the trigger.
What does that mean?
Not even, like, not puke. If I just like hit my gag reflex, I will make like a fucking screaming loud burp sound,
like a Homer Simpson
like
burp.
And like that's my burp for the day.
But you have to go do it in private.
Well, because if I'm just I have to stick my finger down my throat to hit my gag reflex.
You can do that in public. I'm sure people wouldn't judge you that.
No, I don't think anyone.
No,
would think
it was too loud
on a date. I'm thinking you could just sort of reach down there, wrist deep, and go. Bleh.
You want them to see all of you.
That's true.
And
that's...
hear and smell all of you.
So there's something fundamental about you that I don't like.
Yeah.
It's the way you burp.
It's the burping thing.
It's when you tickle your uvula in public and scream belch out of your eyes and ears.
I had a Jake burp almost come up, but never mind.
That's awesome. Oh, if you want, we could take these microphones into the bathroom.
Well, no, I wouldn't be able to do the finger gag burp. We shouldn't talk about this anymore. It's not
important.
It's not becoming.
Yeah, it's unbecoming of you.
Disgusting.
Let's take a little quick break and then come back with more Grace and more questions and more answers. Woo-hoo. After this. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back.
All right.
How are you, Grace, in general?
In general, still doing well.
We're recording this in the smack dab middle of September. How's your September going so far?
Really good. We're doing lots of Dirty 30 promotion.
Well,
yeah.
Why don't we get to another question? So basically,
cool. Thanks.
Dude.
Appreciate it.
What does Dirty 30 promotion mean?
It's a movie, Dirty 30, that myself and Hannah Hart, Mamrie Hart, have coming out on September 23rd.
What did you do for it?
We went into a bunch of rooms and talked in front of cameras to people about spoofs and goofs.
And did you write the movie? Did you just act in it? Did you direct it?
Mamrie and I wrote the story. Mamrie wrote the script. And she and Hannah and I are in it, along with a bunch of other content creators and comedians. Adam Lustig, who has a podcast with you guys, is in the movie.
That's
and he's
right.
Amazing.
How was shooting the movie? When did that happen?
That happened last November, and it was really fun. We found this house, this giant like party house in Eagle Rock that we shot in every day, and so it really did feel like a party.
Wow. That's so dope. Yeah. Eagle Rock, too? That's
Eagle Rock.
Were you involved in the editing of the movie?
No. I did ADR one day.
And that's it?
And that was it.
Other than that, it's like, just show me the final cut.
Yeah, they showed us the final cut, then we gave notes, and then they showed us the final cut.
Hell yeah.
Really cool. Yeah, it's fun.
I think we're going to see it.
I hope so. Are you guys coming?
We got the invite, and I RSVP'd yes.
Wow. Okay, cool.
Is that tonight or next week?
Next week.
Next week. It's yeah. 20th. The 20th.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet.
When will this come out?
Don't know yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, people can still go get the movie at dirty30movie.com or
iTunes. Can download it?
Yeah, it's direct download, and it's playing in some select theaters, and across the country, and then in like two theaters, one in New York and one in LA, it's just like playing as a movie.
Really?
Yeah, it's
That's
crazy.
Dope.
We just found that out.
Where? Like, when?
No idea. No idea.
So find it yourself.
I know.
Dirty30movie.com.
Yay!
30 as the number.
30 is the number.
Do you want to say what the movie's about?
Sure. It's like Can't Hardly Wait, but for a 30-year-old that's having a shitty time in life and lets her friends throw her like a big house party for her birthday.
Oh. Yeah.
Who's the person having a shitty time in their life?
Mamrie Hart.
All right.
I throw the party.
Yes, dude.
Also, my character's in a loveless marriage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really fun. There's lots of storylines. It's cool. It's like a house party film.
Yeah. Do you remember turning 30?
Yes, it was last September.
Was it a big deal?
I went to Greece for my birthday.
So. Much less exciting than the Dirty 30 plot.
Yeah, I know. Mamrie, it's kind of based loosely on like Mamrie's life. She turned 30 a couple years ago, and a bunch of her friends at that time, she realized, were like freaking out about turning 30.
Yeah, it's a big one, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. It didn't feel that crazy to me, and she didn't think it was that crazy to her. She threw a weapons party for her 30th birthday.
That's
Whoa.
Cool.
Yeah. What does that mean?
She used her friend's warehouse out here in Los Angeles, and she dressed in a karate gi And she had blow darts and a pellet gun and Chinese throwing stars.
And one handgun.
And, yeah.
And a fucking
one
gun.
One handgun.
One AR-15.
Yeah, we all like.
I trust you guys.
Yeah.
Anybody can lift this up and shoot it all.
Jesus.
But I want
Christ.
You guys not to.
Yeah, in hindsight, not the best idea for a party
right.
with alcohol.
It's so
involved.
Dangerous.
Alcohol was, and firearms party.
But we were very responsible. And she made a bunch of trophies and like wrestling belts for everyone who won because there was all these different like levels. Yeah, it was really fun. It was really, really cool. And like our friend's mom came and was just like shooting the blow dart. It
wow.
was great. Yeah, it was really cool.
I wish my friend's mom was at my 30th birthday party.
What'd
you didn't
do?
Invite my mother.
Jesus, that was fast.
She wanted to come.
Sounds like you've been sitting on that complaint for a
we
while.
We all went to Vegas. It was for Amir's 30th birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Me, a bunch of friends, Amir, not my mother.
Of course not your
she
mother.
She was unceremoniously uninvited.
Jake invited her, and I had to call her and tell her not to board
she
the flight.
She had a plane ticket.
Well, I'll tell her to get off of her flight because she wasn't allowed.
Yeah.
She was like, well, can I just go to Las Vegas and not hang out with you? And Amir said, no.
We'll run into you and it'll sour my mood.
Yeah, she knows what she did.
As a 30-year-old.
Was it fun? Was Vegas fun?
Yeah, 30 was fun. I was excited about 30. I think of 30 as like almost like a fresh start because I felt like, oh, I was getting older in my late 20s, 27, 28, 29. Mm-hmm. And at 30, it's like, oh, I'm at the beginning of a new decade.
Sure.
So it didn't feel like, oh my God, I'm getting old. It just felt like, okay, we're restarting.
Yeah, 30s are the new 20s, says people.
Yeah. And then when you turn 40, that'll be the new 20 too.
That'll be the new 16. Who knows?
We don't care.
I don't know. I forget that I'm 30.
Everyone says that except like 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, hey, 30's still
that.
30.
You old loser. Now drive
you can't
me
hang
somewhere.
Out at this warehouse party.
Give us our pellet guns.
Do you feel any older? Like when you hang out with 18-year-olds or see teenagers?
When I see teenagers, I feel like physically older. But in my brain, I still feel like I'm 22.
Yeah.
I forget that I'm 30 until someone asks how old I am.
And you say 20 at 30.
And then they're like, we need to see your ID. You can't buy these 40s. It's great.
You can't buy these 40s unless you're 30. Right back to you guys after another break.
Jesus.
No, we'll stick around here. Do you have time to answer a few more questions?
Of course.
Heck yeah.
This is the lead-in for the final few questions. Amir does this every single time. It's just a quick 5-minute song.
Yeah. I know all the words so far.
Oh, that's great. You could sing along with him if you don't mind.
I'm done.
All right.
Do you have another rich black person's name?
Morgan Freeman.
That's true.
This classic.
Morgan Freeman writes, I have found myself in a problem. Me and my girlfriend of 9 months have recently moved to college. We are at different colleges that are about 30 minutes away from each other. The problem lies in the fact that she's a very jealous person. She will never get me, she will never let me go out to parties or clubs because she's worried I will cheat on her, which makes my social life rather dull. The problem gets even worse because recently I've become friends with a girl in my class. My girlfriend would hate this, but I don't want to lie to her. Me and this girl talk and joke quite a lot and get on quite well. So this has made my experience of moving to college much more comfortable. Should I tell my girlfriend? And if she takes it badly, what do I do? I feel this new girl is really special and I kind of like her. Thanks for all your help. Love, Morgan Freeman.
Wow.
Interesting.
Your girlfriend is going to be so pissed at you when you dump her for this new girl.
I know, for this new love
She's
of your life.
She's
going to
be so upset and wonder what she did wrong. What was her fundamental problem?
What is your girlfriend so jealous of? I'm just falling in love with someone else.
That makes me feel whole. God.
Oh, you should have forbid me to go to class.
Or to college in general.
Yeah, maybe if I had gone to the club, I would have gotten something out of my system.
I like the idea of forbidding people. Have you ever been forbidden to do something or made a rule that forbade others?
In a relationship?
Yeah.
Now that I can remember off the top of my head.
You better not do this or you don't do that.
I guess like don't cheat on me.
Oh, that's a hard and fast rule.
I feel like that one's always sort of established at the top.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's when it's not said out loud, then it's like up for interpretation.
Right. You never said
You've
not
been heartbroken.
To.
Yes, I did. The first date, I went over ground rules. I said no cheating, and you said fine.
I thought you said generally, not on you.
Yeah, I thought you meant on tests, like when you take as couples.
Jesus.
Yeah, that situation sounds like it sucks.
Yeah, but luckily there's a pretty simple answer, which is you don't have to deal with your angry girlfriend. And if she takes it badly, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, right. Also, why is she so jealous? Does that come from, like, a moment in your relationship or from her in a previous relationship?
A lot of young couples are... It happens to everybody, but doesn't it seem like jealousy is like much more prevalent in young couples, and then some people grow out of it and some people don't?
Yeah, do you get more jealous or do you only get less or the same?
I was definitely like, I was jealous out of my mind when I was like 18.
Yeah,
when I was going into college too, but now I don't do it. I don't get jealous.
It's your right to be hellish.
I still get jealous.
Maybe she thinks it's her right to be hellish.
Yeah, but also, like, that's probably it, definitely.
So what are you going to say or add to this conversation I clearly have nailed it?
I mean, nothing other than, well, I guess, what's the next problem that you need to solve?
He's saying she's, like, jealous and it's annoying, but, like, at the same time, he's doing something that would make her jealous, i.e., starting a relationship with somebody else.
Right.
Her fears are coming true. Her jealousy's not unfounded.
But did she manifest them because she was so strict that it made someone act out?
Oh, a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, the secret.
Maybe if this girlfriend was so great, he wouldn't even think that other girl was that great because he'd be like, oh, my girlfriend's better than this girl.
This is why we always tell people when they're going to college to be single.
Well, that's the thing, too, is that I feel like a lot of young relationships, you get jealous because you kind of know that this isn't going to be it forever. Yeah.
But sometimes you hear about, oh, I dated my high school sweetheart, and now we're in love, and now we're going to have a kid. Had a kid, and now I think I'm going to have another kid.
See, when I hear that, though, I'm like, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's very depressing to me. That doesn't sound like a beautiful love story. You're just both afraid, I guess.
Because you didn't get to have sex with a lot of people, or because you didn't get to be in relationships with a lot of people, or because you went to an ice cream store once and then never went back?
All of the above.
Especially the ice cream store one.
Where did you go to college?
I went to a small liberal arts college in northern New Jersey called Ramapo.
Called Princeton.
Yes.
We had a show at Ramapo.
Yeah, we did a show at Ramapo.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's classic.
It's Ramapo, baby.
It's not the best.
Did you have a high school sweetheart? Did you have a college sweetheart? Did you have
I had a college sweetheart that I dated for like 2.5, 3 years.
That's a lot. That's almost all of college right there.
Well, I dated like the 2 years that I was a junior and senior.
Oh, hell yeah. College boy. Junior boy. In high school. Do you know my dude? He goes to fucking Ramapo. Did he go to Ramapo?
Oh, no. He did.
Do you think
that
she is dating a senior in Ramapo right now?
No, I think that she was a junior or senior in high school dating a college.
No. I dated him my junior and senior year of college, and he was a year below me. I met him at Ramapo, and then he transferred to Rutgers.
Rutgers Ramapo. That's like the Romeo and Juliet. Montague Capulet,
real. The Jersey Romeo and Juliet.
That's just another movie you're working on.
Jersey
Juliet.
Jersey Juliet.
Not bad.
Great reality show. I mean, let's sell it to E! Immediately.
A Rose by Any Other Name.
That's really good.
Really?
You can be, not Romeo, but who's Romeo's ugly
Mercutio.
Friend?
Tybalt.
Uglier.
Way Mercutio,
ugly.
Then. Grace had it.
How about you? Did you have a college sweetheart?
I had a college sweetheart. I had a post-college sweetheart. And then I had a post-post-college sweetheart.
Wow, look at all these sweethearts.
Three sweethearts for the price of one.
How did that go after college?
You know, it's funny. I started the college sweetheartness right as high school was ending. And then I started the post-college one right as the college was ending. So I always
dated someone completely through college?
Not completely through, but maybe for the first like 2 or 3 years.
Gotcha.
Wow, that's a long ass time. That's the whole time you were in college.
Damn. Not the whole time.
Do you regret it?
No, I mean, I don't regret anything, but it is fun. I didn't have I wasn't so like confident and cool in college that I felt like I was missing out on like hooking up with other ladies.
Sure.
So I was like, oh, I'm happy to have this girlfriend that I like for my freshman and sophomore year.
That's nice.
I was just a stringy, greasy little Jewish tweenager. I mean, I was 12 in college, so that's one of the things. I took my PSATs at age 9.
Oh, wow.
Failed them.
I got a 4 on them.
I got a fucking 8.
But the fact that I even took them, I guess, was impressive enough to get me admitted.
You showed up.
I went to some University of Judaism, which is hardly a school, just like where my mom takes Mahjong classes.
She takes classes for the game Mahjong?
That's correct. You have to learn how to play Mahjong.
So it was hard to find a girlfriend there, I guess. So you sort of stuck it out with the one of your mom's friends who was down to date you.
She was 59 and I was 12. 58 and I was 12.
That's beautiful.
But when I turned 14, she was still 58.
No, she wasn't.
She was a warlock. What do I do, says this guy? Just break up with your girlfriend? It's okay to break up with her?
It sounds like your girlfriend isn't that great.
Sounds like she's not that great. Yeah. And if you're a jealous person out there, maybe don't be jealous. Or else
There's a reason to be...
Know this guy. He could be like sugarcoating his situation.
Yeah, I keep on rejecting like the jealous idea because he is bound to cheat on her right now.
Yeah.
Like, is jealousy wrong if it's founded... well-founded?
No, not at all.
Are you jealous if somebody cheats on you, or are you just appropriately angry?
Yeah.
Is it jealousy still?
I don't know. $64,000 question.
Either way, though, I agree that it sounds like they shouldn't be in a relationship.
So also, that's easy.
Like, she should figure out where the core of her jealousy thing lies, because that sucks to continue with.
Yeah, that's true. You got to work on your jealousy. Everybody out there.
She's going to bring that baggage into everything.
Mm-hmm. Should I snap?
Nice. Wow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Your thumbnail, it landed on my cheek.
No, it's crawling, not unlike Fantasia, towards my eye.
Fantasia.
Sorry.
That was Fantasia.
I stopped caring about life for a little... let's say a second and a half.
Okay.
I didn't know if I was alive or dead. I was just humming a Fantasia tune.
The sad part is I didn't care.
You blacked out to your own sounds of Fantasia.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an impressive skill.
That's really
when
cool.
I say Fantasia, what do you imagine moving?
Fantasia Barrino.
Okay. So you didn't answer my question.
Pop icon.
Jake.
No.
Do you have time for one more question?
Yeah.
One more question from...
Fantasia Barrino.
I like that. Who's Fantasia Barrino?
She's the American Idol winner season something.
Hell yeah, dude.
She's in The Color Purple. She is.
The movie or The Color?
The Broadway.
Oh, the show.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Fact check.
Fact check.
Let's just have a... podcasts rarely have just 8 seconds of silence. Should we do it? It's kind of interesting.
It's good room tone.
Yeah, room tone. All right, let's do 8 seconds of silence.
So for anybody listening at home,
this is
just 8 seconds of silence. Your phone isn't broken. Yeah. It didn't skip.
If you're driving, you're at the gym, you're doing a chore, just enjoy this.
You feel like you lost service for a second. It's not buffering. No, this is just 8 seconds, full silence. Don't worry. We're going to come back at the end.
When
the 8 seconds. Hold on. Let me finish talking.
Yeah, yeah. So we do want to get to it as quickly as possible.
Like, it'll sound like one Mississippi.
Two Mississippi. Right, but for 8 seconds.
Until
right.
eight.
Okay, well,
the question
four,
is,
three Mississippi.
Well, I have a question
four
for you.
Mississippi. Yeah. Sure, yeah.
When I edit this, should I drop all the levels down so it's actual silence, or do you like still hearing the faint room tone?
Ooh, I like hearing the silence that we hear.
Okay,
know?
So
like,
it is be in room silence. Yeah.
That being said, it's going to be five Mississippi.
But let's six Mississippi. Yeah. And then obviously we know what's next, which is seven Mississippi. And then finally, do I say eight Mississippi, or does that bring us to the ninth second?
Eight
that's 9 seconds.
You can't say Mississippi after eight.
Eight is the end of it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Isn't that seven
do
and a half?
You start with zero Mississippi.
Actually, we should move on to the question.
Oh, yeah. We don't have time for it. That was it.
The viewers missed out.
All right. 8 seconds of silence?
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Starting in 3, 2, 1. That was awesome, guys.
Yeah. I hated it.
Neither of you guys would look at me. I wanted to make eye contact with
somebody.
Have
you ever done that? The 4 minutes of uninterrupted eye contact is supposed to like increase your levels of intimacy with someone to like 10th degree.
Yeah. Wow, really?
Yeah, there's a whole BuzzFeed
staring
movie.
At each other?
Yeah, there's a movie, YouTube video that BuzzFeed did about it.
Have and you it's done like, it?
No, I hate it. I don't want to do it. I hate intimacy. Hannah loves it. Wants to do it with everyone she knows.
Have you done it with her?
No. I reject it every time.
4 full minutes. That's such
four
a long
minutes.
Time.
And like, these couples, it's all different couples of varying like relationship lengths. Like there's strangers, there's people They've been together like 6 months, 10 years, 50 years. And people just start crying in the middle of it, totally silent.
I think that's one of my things. I can't take things seriously. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Oh, and I'm the opposite.
I'm more like Hannah, I think. I want to do it so badly.
you guys should do it.
I instantly love it. I'm like, fuck it. If it makes me feel something, if it lights a fire in my heart. My God.
But this is from the sociopath that feels nothing.
What if you start burping?
I feel everything so intensely, but then I can just move on like very, very fast.
High peaks, low valleys.
No middle ground.
No one can keep up with it either.
I can see that.
He's a little mouse boy that you can't little catch.
You're a little mouse boy. Slippery. I'm a fucking mountain lion. Oh. Mouse boy. I'm not skittish.
I'm Yiddish. Now, Gelsa voice a die is a die. All right. Did we get this guy a name? One last guy a name?
We called Fantasia.
Yeah.
Fantasia.
Shut up. Daddy's talking. Sorry for calling myself dad. Jeez. Uncle's talking.
Fantasia. What's your nickname? Aunt Amir?
Yeah, Aunt Amir.
Uncle Jake and Aunt Amir.
I can see that.
Yeah. You get that.
I get it.
I love it.
All right. Lastly, around 5 or 6 years ago, I had to make a presentation for school in my English lesson about pets I had at home. Nearly everyone in the class had some sort of animal and I didn't, so I decided to fabricate two cats of my own called Tila and Cheddars with a Z. Using a variety of stock photos and images from Google, I convinced my entire class that I did in fact have two cats, and even improvised a few risque stories about the antics which they supposedly got into.
Risque. One time, Tila fucked Cheddars.
With a Z.
Cheddar, yeah, she fucked him with a Z. A few years later, I became really close with one of the girls in my class, and we formed a strong, platonic relationship with her. I had totally forgotten about the presentation I made those years ago, and she brought it up one day, and we were seeing a movie together. In hindsight, I should have just told her that I made it up at that moment, but I didn't, and now the two cats she believes I own are embedded into the friendship. I am afraid that if I tell her I made up the cat's existence and subsequently lie to her about them for 3 years, she'll be really upset and the friendship will become awkward and she'll refuse to speak to me. Should I tell her that Tila and Cheddars don't exist, possibly causing awkward repercussions? Or should I literally seize the cheddar cheese and stick with the lie? Please help. Love,
Fantasia.
Fantasia Barrino.
Fantasia
Greatest
Barrino.
Singer of our time.
Wow. Greatest singer of our time won American Idol season something.
Season something, Cheddars and Tila.
Yeah, this happens a lot to me where I'm like, I'll just brush something away under the rug and it's easier to lie about it or not mention it. And then like it grows and grows and grows. And then I'm like, shit, now I have to have like this weird conversation where I didn't really do this and I had to say that. It's much better to just be 100% open at first about things rather than letting things snowball out of control. Right.
Thank you. Step off your high horse. She's 3 years down the line. What do we do now? In the future, she won't lie.
He.
Is it he?
It's a he.
It's really read like a female.
One thing he can do is test the waters. Tell her Cheddars wasn't real.
But then that will make it worse.
No.
I gotta go all or nothing.
He went full crazy by like getting Google image.
I mean, this is the most hilarious problem that someone has. And so if you tell this girl, like, I'm sorry, I freaked out so much I made up two cats with the dumbest names for cats.
Why Cheddars with a Z?
Why Tila?
Do you have a cat?
No, I have a dog. I don't like cats very much.
Wait, nice. What kind of dog do you have?
She's like a mutt. She's got a little boxer face, but she's kind of squatty like an English bulldog.
Okay, you're holding up a picture of a cat. You have a cat. I cannot believe you're lying to me.
This is a dog. Yeah, look,
it's tricky.
Oh, yeah, listen to that.
Out of a saucer. A milk saucer.
Does your dog have a really dope name?
Goose.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of someone else. What do you say?
I feel like he come clean and like that's something to laugh at, how ridiculous that is, and that you held that in for 3 years. Like, that's the dumbest, like, that doesn't change anyone's life.
But the problem is he's been lying since then. He's been doing current lies. So it's not about,
it's one thing to lie to the class during the presentation, but then the friend was like, oh yeah, you got those two cats, Tila and Cheddars, and he's like, you know it,
that's correct.
And then like Who knows? Maybe he's even like been telling stories about them.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, man, what's up? Tila was sick last night. So.
I actually have another risque story about the antics they supposedly got.
His friend
into.
Loves it. Tell me more.
Why did you say
tell
supposedly?
Tell me more, Fantasia. Tell me another Tila and Cheddar's tale.
But is this is just a friend. This isn't like romantic interest.
That's what he says. It says the
platonic.
Platonic. And he says the stories.
I feel like it's not platonic. That's why I had to put platonic in there. That's why he's so worried.
Do you have any male friends? Or is that impossible?
No, impossible.
Improbable. Possible. Impossible.
No, I have a lot of guy friends, but this sounds like the issue is, I think a friend would laugh at that.
Yeah.
If it's a romantic interest, then it's like, that has grounds for weirdness because you're like, what else could you lie about?
Oh, yeah. Friends lie and laugh.
Yeah, I lie to my friends constantly and then come clean and we laugh and laugh but the night away.
I remember one time you lied to me and we stared at each other for four minutes.
And I laughed and you cried. And we cried the night away.
That's my favorite song.
Is there a...
Laugh the night away. Laugh the night away. It's the Kidz Bop version.
Is there a world where he gets the cats?
That, but then you got at some point, that's going to burn a hole in his little heart that this is a burden. Like 3 years, that's got
to
be. Right,
then he has to lie about the age of the cat.
And then it's like your Google images that you used in your presentation don't look like these
Yeah,
cats.
He's starting to like Photoshop gray hairs on the
cat. What is this photo of Tila on her first birthday? This is from last year.
Yeah. Look,
I know that Tila is six.
In the background, I see a Durant Warriors jersey. You're telling me that this is from Tila's third party? How could you have possibly...
She's a mere kitten here.
She's a mere cat, which is a pretty good name for a cat.
But also, which is if they've also... been friends for 3 years, has she never been over to his house at all?
That's right. Well, I think...
Because she's allergic to cats.
He recently became friends with her. They've
just, oh, the story happened
3 years ago.
If there's still time... I don't know. Lie. I always
keep
say it. Lie.
Just keep lying. Keep lying. Keep lying.
Lie and burn bridges. Lie and burn bridges.
So we got one for truth, one for lie. I'm the tie-breaking vote.
Okay.
What would I do? I would probably continue to lie. It's easier to lie. It's easier to lie. That's why people do it.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I guess it's
what would I do? I would. If it was what would I do? I probably would have told the truth.
Oh, that's really nice, dude.
Thanks. Because I think it's silly enough. I tell lies about real shit. This is pretty.
It's so silly. Like it's so. If my friend told me that their dog they made up 3 years ago was fake, I'd be like, we gotta work on some of your shit. Like
that's what you want to avoid by telling the truth.
No, but this is so. This is silly. It's funny.
Sweet lie.
It's something you definitely laugh about.
If he had lied about like you know his.
That's okay. Someone is using the restroom. Oh,
I think I just had rain sticks in your wall.
Oh, if you listen to that, it's the didgeridoo of ending the show.
I feel like if he lied about something, like lying about his mom dying or something like that.
Something serious.
Yeah, something more serious. Mm-hmm. But this is just, he made up two cats and one he gave a Z at the end of the name. So like,
Cheddar's with a Z.
Cheddar's with a Z.
Oh, the risque stories. If I could just regale you with them. So risque. Risque also with a Z.
One time, Cheddar's had a ball of yarn.
Stuck it right into Tila's buttocks.
It was the most risque thing I'd ever seen a kitten do. These felines.
But that should have been a red flag for his class that kid didn't have cats if he's describing their behavior as risque.
What a weird
he had a
assignment.
PowerPoint presentation.
I know, that too. What teachers
everyone
like,
do a lesson about your pets. We all have them, right?
No
what about
excuses.
You, Fantasia? I have two cats.
Cheddar?
With a Z?
Cheddars.
With a Z?
And just scanning the room looking for names. And he just sees crackers and Tila Tequila poster.
Oh, yeah. That's another weird classroom. Thing about this class. Is the Tila Tequila poster.
Everywhere. They're everywhere in this classroom.
All right. Cool.
Teacher's a fan.
That's what we would do. Thanks for coming on the program, Grace.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad we finally got you.
Yeah, this was fun.
Is there anything you would like to promote now that you're here? Dirty30movie.com?
Yeah, dirty30movie.com. Go check it out. Go download it. It's fun. It's not terrible.
That's a pretty ringing
huge.
Endorsement.
Yeah.
For a movie? Most
yeah.
movies right? are.
Most yeah. movies are bad.
It's not bad.
All right.
Solid, not bad.
I'll see it.
Fuck it. I'm in. And if you have your own questions or theme song submissions, that email for every single thing is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening theme song was from the Super Marcato Brothers, and this last one is kind of interesting.
Oh, you have an end song.
Yeah, we have too many to use. We gotta use two at a time. Says Martin, this is a theme song submission set to the tune of a folk version of the Swedish national anthem.
Wow.
Have you ever been to Sweden?
No, I've been to Finland.
Well, you could have gone to Sweden. Instead, you're in fucking Reno, Nevada with a week. In a week. For a week. I'll learn my prepositions after this. Thanks so much for listening, you guys. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Peace.
Now you have to say bye in a cool
goodbye.
Way. Perfect.
Thank you.
Oh, two slimy Jews in a room all alone. They're making their money off a podcast. These Jewish-ass clowns are called Jake and Shmuel. They have a podcast called If I Were Jew. They have a podcast called If I Were Jew. Fucking Jews.
Oh, hey, me again. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you have a thirst for a podcast that may or may not be able to be quenched. But I wanted to mention a few new shows on the HeadGum Network, just in case you needed more, a little bit more of me and Jake in your lives. The first one's called All Fantasy Everything. It's a really funny comedian named Ian Carmel, and he drafts the world. It's like a fantasy draft, but not for sports. Jake and I were on his second episode about sandwiches. It's me, Jake, Ian, drafting our favorite sandwiches. At the end, we have a team of five sandwiches, and you guys get to decide who did it best. We had a really, really, really fun time talking about sandwiches for an hour and a half. So if you want more of us, I recommend listening to All Fantasy Everything and start with that sandwich episode. Another podcast on HeadGum, another new podcast, I should say, is I'm Still Right. Which is a podcast in which Luke Kelly Klein, another really funny friend of ours, has friends or old lovers on talking about their biggest fight and discussing who is still right. Jake and I were on the first episode of that. It's called The Podfather Punch. And if you like what you hear, you can hear more episodes. I think they're up to three at this point. I'm Still Right. We have a show called Black Girl Nerds, which is an old existing show that we incorporated into HeadGum, and it's an online community devoted to promoting nerdiness amongst black women and people of color. So if that sounds like something that's right up your alley, there's 90 episodes of Black Girl Nerds right now, all available, and you can check it out, as always, on HeadGum.com. What else do we got? Oh, Jake was on High and Mighty this week talking about porn, which was pretty amazing. If you've never heard Jake talk about porn, you never heard about a fan passionately discuss one of his greatest strengths before. So I recommend listening to that one. It's High and Mighty, appropriately, episode 69, Porn, with Jake Hurwitz and Bob Kestrone. A lot of funny shows on the HG Network, but those are a few that we're highlighting this week. In case, you know, you're still bored, you're still on a commute, you still want more. Oh, here's another one I should mention. Best of the Worst, a new podcast with Jamie Lee, who's a really funny stand-up comedian. We're very happy to have her show on our network. It's her and sometimes her husband talking about the worst X, Y, or Z of people's lives. She has an episode about the worst date, an episode about the worst celebrity encounters, the worst relationships. If it's the worst something, Jamie Lee will talk about it. All right, that's our little, that's my spiel. I'm out. I'm done. We'll be back next week. As always, ta-da for listening. Goodbye, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.